Now please go to the third floor to see some posters about the history of our library. The Perm State Regional Universal Library, named after Russian writer Alexei Gorky, is a successor of the country public library that was founded in 1832 and was open for readers since 1836 in the building of a school for clerks' children. That building still exists and now is administered by the Perm State Pedagogical University. At that time, the number of visitors was not more than 30 people, and the fund was not more than 1,000 items. The very first books were official publications of the personnel of the Ministry of Internal Affairs, the Ministry of Public Education, and the collection of works of the Free Economic Society. After the fire in 1842, the library was not operating for 20 years. It was revived in 1863 when 900 books that had survived after the fire were supplemented by publications of the revolutionary Democrat Ikonikov and 500 volumes that were given by officials of the Treasury Chambers. Since that time, the library expanded readership by reducing fees on books. In 1876, the library moved into a new building named the House of Smyshlyaev in honor of its owners in 1842-1864 years. Merchants Dmitry Smyshlyaev and his son Dmitry. Now the city library named after Pushkin and the regional library for children named after Kuzmin are placed there. It is considered that Boris Pasternak depicts this building at the Uratin Child Library in his novel Dr. Zhivago. The restoration of Smyshlyaev's name into the public consciousness started in 1990, when readings in honor of Smyshlyaev were created by the head of the library Alexander Starovoitov. In the same year, the bust of Dmitry Smyshlyaev's son, made by the sculptor Nikolai Hromov, was placed. You can see it right now near the information desks. The library continued its work throughout the worst years of the country's civil war. More than that, in those years, its funds were growing. It was getting books from liquidated institutions and citizens' private collections. From the first days, the library was accessible to all and was free. In 1928, it was named after Russian writer Maxim Gorky in honor of his 60th anniversary. In the years of the Great Patriotic War, the rich funds of the library helped some evacuated specialists of the national economy, scientists, public figures. In 1966, the library moved to the current building. The design for the building has been developed by Perm architect Mendel Futlik. A concave relief of the building's front side was made by Gleb Vyatkin and Yuri Yakubenko, and symbolizes the importance of books in the development of science and space exploration in the 1960s. On the facade, you can also see a plaque in honor of the former head of the library, Mikhail Pastukhov. It was placed in 2016 as a part of the library's 180th anniversary celebration. Putting up a memorial stone in the Valor and Glory Alley was another significant event which took place in 2016.